This is North Shore Today for Friday, March 3, 2023, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage in communities on the North Shore. Cloudy in the afternoon, temperatures in the low 40s, high tide in Gloucester Harbor, 9.07 p.m. The federal government is going to fund $24.3 million to clean up the Crease and Cook Tannery Superfund site in Danvers. The Salem News is reporting today that the cleanup will involve removing contaminated soil and then grading the land. Then clean soil will replace the contaminated soil. Also in the Salem News today, for the second week in a row, a portion of Bridge Street was closed yesterday as police searched for a possible bomb at the Satanic Temple. Dustin Luca reports in today's paper that the incident forced the evacuation of students at the nearby Carlton Innovation School after police reported the threat had been received by email. The race to replace Lynn's retiring Ward 4 City Councilor Richard Colucci now has three candidates running for that seat. The Daily Item's Anthony Camilleri reports that Christopher Gomez, Director of Elder Services in the city, is the most recent candidate to enter the race. Also in the race are school committee member Donna Coppola and Natasha Maggie Madry, a lawyer and second grade teacher at Connery Elementary School. Short-term rentals are sometimes adversely impacting North Shore neighborhoods. In the city of Newburyport, the city council may soon be addressing the issue again. Jim Sullivan writes in today's Newburyport Daily News that Ward 1 City Councilor Sharif Zaid will file a proposal on Monday for the council to begin evaluating some updated regulations that some year-round homeowners have been seeking. Lots of MIAA tournament basketball games coming up today. Bill Newell on sports is next.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hi, everyone. I'm Bill Newell with sports. The Bruins beat the Sabres last night, 7-1. Tomorrow, they'll play host to the Rangers at 1. In player news, David Pastrnak scored an 8-year, $90 million contract. Celtics were off last night. They'll host the Nets tonight. Red Sox beat the Phillies 15-3 yesterday to remain undefeated in spring training ball. They'll play at the Twins today. High school tournament basketball tonight. In D1 hoops, Beverly Boys will play host to Bishop Feehan tonight at 6. They had a bye their opening week, but Panther 1,000-point scorer Ryder Frost on his team's overcoming injuries and adversity this season.
Yeah, I mean, we've overcame a lot of adversity. Just from over the summer, different guys getting injured, different guys leaving, kind of a newer team at the beginning of the year than we thought from the end of last year. Just some key injuries with starters. Rook Lamon, getting injured in the fall was definitely a big loss for us in the beginning of the season. Max Hemsey got hurt in soccer, and he was another starter. So we've just been facing adversity all year long, whether it was injuries or reoccurring injuries or just facing adversity with getting to play with each other, getting used to different play styles and.
In D1, Peabody will play at Xaverian tonight at 6:30, a very tough game, according to Coach Thad Broughton.
Of course it is, and in the Division I state tournament, all these games are tough, and they all present their own challenges. And for the Xaverian game, they have some size, they have some athletes, and it'll definitely be a tough game for us, just watching them from afar. They've had a really good season. They're well coached, and they're a tough matchup for anybody.
In Division II boys basketball, Salem will play host to Longmeadow tonight at 7 o'clock. The Witches will be relying big time on Brayson Green. This is his coach, Tom Doyle.
Definitely, certain teams really put a focus on him and made it difficult for him, and he still found ways to contribute, whether it he is a very unselfish player as well, and he is willing to make the open pass and to make the extra pass and draw the two and like you said, sometimes a triple team, and then find the open man. And some of our other guys have really stepped up at different moments this year.
In Division III boys, Gloucester will play at New Mission at 5:30. The Fishermen won a game earlier this week. Coach Adam Philpott on what will be a very tough game on the road tonight. Although his team is playing solid basketball.
Size-wise, they seem comparable to us. Looks like they want to play fast. They'll press you, quick athletic guards.
not too much height, but again, you know, you never know. Everything looks a little different on film until you get up and see each other in person. So we'll definitely have to be locked in. Going, you know, on the road is always a tough task, you know, making that drive into the city. So you just try to make sure that you're ready to go and kind of don't get lulled into that sleep from the travel. And I like how we're kind of trending in the right direction. I think it's going to be a really competitive game.
In girls basketball, in D3, Saugus will be at Archbishop Williams. That's a 4:30 game this afternoon. Sachem's coach, Mark Surrender, knowing that going on the road will be tough for his team, but it's something that his team did 1 year ago.
And a lot of the players that were on that team are back this year, so they at least have that experience, which I think is invaluable in the playoffs. It's just a matter of, I've always found nerves to be such a big factor in the first quarter. And sometimes, like, kids just don't play like themselves early in the game. So the fact that we've had that game last year, we played at Bishop Stang on the road, at least kids know what to expect going in. So it'll be a hard game. You know, they're in a great conference. They're a great team. And we'll have to prepare for that this week. But I'm confident that our team is going to be ready. I'm confident that they are going to be extremely hardworking in that game and do everything they can to help our team.
Also in Division III, the Ipswich girls won a first-round game against Belchertown, but now they travel to number one seed St. Mary's tonight. The Spartans are number one seeded, and they're two-time defending state champions. Jeff Newhall, their coach, on several players that have reached some big milestones this season.
Yeah, I mean, we've had, obviously, to get to 19-2, you need a lot of good things to happen. You need a lot of good performances. Our three seniors are Yersi Quilley, our point guard. She went over 1,000 points as a junior. She's going to Northeastern. She's had another great year as our point guard. Nia Morgan going to Bentley, went over 1,000 points about seven games ago. She's been playing just so well. I anticipate she'll be on most, if not all, all Scholastic teams and all stat teams that are going to be produced in the state. And then Kellen Pereira is another senior. She's going to Monmouth, and she's sitting at 973 points as we head into the state tournament. So we could potentially have three 1,000-point scorers on the same team, which we've never had before.
St. Mary's girls basketball coach Jeff Newhall. That's sports along with Rick Moore. I'm Bill Newell. Thank you for joining us on North Shore Today. We are MSONewsSports.com, the North Shore's news and sports website, featuring North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7, the North Shore and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows, hosting on Thursdays, North Shore Today, the area's multimedia, community-based daily magazine. Our connections feature interview segments. Spread the word about MSONewsSports.com as we support North Shore communities with our exclusive content, powered by Moynihan Lumber, Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.